Well, yes, they call it a cowage wine.
A what?
Cowage wine. Yeah, cowage wine. It's poison to you if you touch it. Now, I know I've hit them things, but it never bothered me. But those things give some people the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had a cousin Richard, them things, you get the doctor and this thing and the other thing. He had it for years. That cowage wine, and it's a little bit of a thing, but I don't know it. I know I've been all through the thing and pulled vines and everything with my hand, and it never bothered me. It is some people that it won't bother, and some again, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
It is something that, just like shrimp. Now, some people can't eat shrimp. They break them out. Now, I've been eating crab all of my days, and this day James didn't work. Because the James would say, Luther, leave a line, they're bait up, and you ain't doing nothing. I say, come on, you go and catch a 300-400 pound of crab, and use that off the line. So he did. I got back to the gate, and Melvin, oldest son, Bubba, and lied. He said, oh, I want a crab. I said, well, tell your uncle, fin him some, James. So he finned 3-4 crabs and give it to him. And I carried him onto the road to keep the truck from coming in here because I was the only one. And I come on back, my wife had done cooked the crab and she was picking the crabs. And she said, Jack, I said, you give them these, churn these crabs and I got to cook them and pick them too. She said, I ain't gonna pick no more. She said, there's a little one in there wanted. I said, I'm not particular. Reach and pick it up at the same time. And I ate it. And then I ate my supper. If there was another one there, it ate so good, I'd eat another one. And now, just as soon as we got through, supper and came in here, cousin Helen, Jordan and her husband came here. So he was sitting over there and I was sitting here, cousin Helen in front of me, and he was over here on the right. My wife, she's sitting on my left, a little further from me. And we were talking, I felt good. And one mind tell me, do that. I don't know what I done it for, and my head burned. It like it was pepper and salt. I wait for a few minutes and I done it again. And it burned. I wouldn't say nothing. And the next time I run my hand back on my neck and I done it like that. And when I did it like that, my mouth was going out of way and bumps like that was in my jaw. I could feel it. And I run over to Cousin Helen and said, Cousin Helen, feel my face. And when she's done that, she said, oh, Cousin Susie, there's something wrong with you, Cousin Jeff. And I blacked out.
Mm-hmm.
About midnight, I felt better. And so that went on. We was given a cellar in that house over there to help with Francis in school. I wasn't swimming or nothing like I used to. I said, Lord, what is this? So we was given a cellar to help out in school. Larry went to sleep. She said, Jeff, he said, take Larry and put him to bed. Okay. I brought him in, put him in the bed. Went through the kitchen and there was a covered dish and I took it up and there was 3 little croquettes about that big. I took one and a slice of loaf bread and double it over it like that and had it going back over there and I got there and I commenced feeling funny. I just put my hand up like that and looked in. I come back and I was seen in that back room then. And I pulled off my clothes and went to bed and my foot looked like it eat off. And I rubbed with my 2 hands until I give out my fingers. I said, Francis? She said, what's it, Daddy? I said, tell your mama come in and give me a dose of sulfur. So she called her mama and my brother. They both come in and he come on in the living room. And just about that time, one man said, get up and go out in the air. And I got up and I made it to the door. And one man said, you can't make it. And I wheel and I say, Mama. And when I wheel and say, Mama, she caught me. And I blacked out. I ain't eat a crab from that day to this. No, sir. I said, no more crab for me. No, I don't know what. Well, what it caused it is too much acid in me. And a crab is full of acid. And that's what caused it.
Mm-hmm.
So I quit eating it.
If you're talking about your wife, is there any other things you would say? Like if you want to ask her, if you're gonna have to ask your wife about something,
yeah.
You might. Anything else you would say besides I'm gonna go ask my wife? You'd say I'll go ask.
Well, if it's something I want to ask about, I say, baby, what about so and so?
Now, what if you're telling somebody else? Well, I have to go ask.
Say if it was some. If I telling about somebody.
Say you're telling me.
Yeah.
You say, well, I have to go.
Let's see, Mr. about so-and-so.